doctor is moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond. He's a state senator for Nevada District 18. We're going to talk about a dilemma facing the Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky. You may have read about it in the RJ. And we'll get into that and a whole lot more. We're going to talk about inflation. Everybody and their brother is talking about inflation, but what is it really? We'll get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond about that as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Out with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. With the governor of Texas leading the charge, conservative Republicans in several states are moving to block or undercut President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for private employers before the regulations are even issued. The growing battle over what some see as overreach by the federal government is firing up a segment of the Republican Party base, even though many large employers have already decided on their own to require their workers to get the shot. Members of the House are scrambling to Washington to pass a short-term lift of the nation's debt limit. The vote Tuesday evening will ensure the federal government can continue fully paying its bills into December. House Democrats expect to have enough votes on their own to ensure that President Biden can sign the bill into law this week. A default would have had immense fallout on global financial markets and routine government payments to Social Security beneficiaries. Disabled veterans and others would have been called into question. But the relief provided by the bill's passage will only be temporary, forcing Congress to revisit the issue in December. A coroner in Wyoming says slain cross-country traveler Gabby Petito was strangled. The 22-year-old woman's body was found last month near an undeveloped camping area in remote northern Wyoming along the border of Grand Teton National Park. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said in a news conference Tuesday he was prevented by Wyoming law from saying much more about the case. The coroner had early classified Petito's death as a homicide, but had not previously disclosed how she was killed. Petito's boyfriend, Brian Landry, is considered a person of interest in her disappearance and remains unaccounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 117 points, the NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P lower by 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Just 4 days after revelations of racist and anti-gay emails began to surface, John Gruden has resigned as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gruden reportedly resigned yesterday after a meeting with team owner Mark Davis, who had rehired him back in 2018 to a 10-year, $100 million contract. The resignation comes after more additional offensive emails Gruden had sent were mentioned in a New York Times story. The emails were sent to Bruce Allen, a friend of Gruden's and president of the then Washington Redskins. Gruden worked at ESPN at the time of most of those emails. Southwest Airlines canceled more flights yesterday after having to cancel hundreds of flights over the weekend, blaming the problem on air traffic control issues and bad weather. McCarran Airport's top air carrier canceled more than 360 flights yesterday, about 10% of its schedule for Monday. More than 1,000 flights, or 28% of its schedule, were canceled over the weekend, causing long lines and, of course, short fuses as those stranded passengers tried to figure out how to get home with all the disruptions.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now you are solid bumper to bumper all the way into the downtown area there on US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. Because ahead of that is a construction zone, 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available through that neighborhood. Give yourself some extra time.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Tuesday, October the 12th, a busy, busy news day. And joining us now, so happy to have him on. I love it when he's on because I always learn something. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, how you been, my friend?
Doing well, thank you very much. It was a good weekend. I think the last time I was on, I was talking a little bit about my daughter going on her first date. And, another week has passed by. And when you got young kids at home, there's always first going on. And so yesterday was the her driver's test, and she passed that. And so, every day a little bit of family stuff. And it's always kind of fun to see them grow and go through these passages of life. You remember what it's like to get your first
driver's test. I remember it well. I want to ask you, because we've been talking a lot on this show about inflation and the fact that inflation is a tax on every American, every race, color, and creed. It doesn't matter. We are all impacted, any of us that buy things. And I want to ask you, though, from a non-economist standpoint, because they talk in gibberish, and I never quite understand the drift of it. What is it? And by the way, who owns it currently? Is it Joe Biden's fault?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna hear a lot of people start to try to figure out where it's coming from, what are the contributing factors, and then two, who's to blame for it. And we could go around and around. We could do this all day. They have Sunday shows dedicated to trying to figure out who's to blame. You could talk about the typical political bull that goes on. But let's cut right to the issue, right? I mean, because this is affecting everybody. I mean, a minute ago I told you my daughter's gonna be driving now, right? So she's been paying attention lately to the gas prices. And every time we go to the pump, she's seeing a rise in the gas prices and how much it's going to cost to fill up a tank of gas so she could, drive around or go to school. So she's noticing that. She notices it when her and her sisters, we're a typical family. I've got three girls at home now. My son's off working someplace else, but my three girls like to go to get a smoothie. That costs more. All the teenage girls love to get a smoothie right now. They cost more. Going to a fast food restaurant costs more. And the bottom line is this, Biden's going to own it. It's his administration that's in charge right now. He could be doing things. The Congress is under Democratic control. The Senate, the House of Representatives, it's all under Democratic control. They could be doing something. And I know the Fed has influences, but the buck stops with the president. We've established that over the years. Biden owns this. And people are going to feel it. That's the thing. At the minute that, if an item, if a food item costs more money and they can't get that food item because it costs more money, can't put it on the table, it's still going to be his fault. If they can't get here because of the transportation, getting things here, the supply chain is disrupted, it's still not going to get on the table. Bottom line, it's not going to be on the table. And more, when families feel that, they're going to turn and say, well, who is to blame and how can we fix this? And that's what's going to become, I believe, the referendum for the 2022 election. It should be, and probably will definitely be the referendum on how the Biden administration is doing, and should we be putting other people in there and finding a different solution to the problems that we're seeing right now. So I think that he owns it. I think this is going to be the Biden one, and we see that every time we go to the gas pump and go to restaurants and buy food, buy clothing. My daughter bought jeans the other day and said, I can't believe how much more they cost now than they did 5 months ago.
Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. Now, let me just ask you, Biden's going to be there till 2024, God willing. But Congress can change. 435 members of Congress can change. Mm-hmm. What is there we as voters can do? And does it underscore maybe the importance of this upcoming midterm election?
Absolutely. It really underscores the upcoming midterm election. Of course, before that election happens, you're going to see redistricting. That's going to be a big item that's coming up. And so if you're worried about how that happens every 10 years, there's a consequence, right? We've been saying this for years now, that elections have consequences. We're going to be redrawing those lines coming up in the next couple of weeks, actually. Well, actually, our committee started their work last week. So redistricting is a big deal, and that's, you know, we're going to be looking at new lines that we will be using as voters for the 2022 election. Those new lines will be in effect for that 2022 election.
I know one of the things you and I've talked about over the weeks and months is that, oh, well, we're waiting for the census numbers. The census numbers are in. What do the census numbers tell you? Should there be major changes to our map in the state of Nevada?
Yeah, there's going to be some major changes, and it's because there's certain growth in a couple different areas. For me, I keep looking at the Senate districts. I'm in the Senate. I'm looking at how we can move these around, and there's one particular Senate district, Senate District 9, currently held by Melanie Seibel. That has, I think, roughly 50,000 people we've got to move to other districts. I mean, it's probably the largest one. And then you're talking about a decrease in the population in some of the rural areas, and that might be a result of the fact that they didn't do a very good job collecting the census data. And so I'm very concerned, because what might end up happening is you might see a decrease in representation from the rural areas as we move maybe one district out of the rules and back down here to the south into an urban area. And so you see, you know, the rural areas having less representation. So it's going to have a big impact. But we're going to find out more. I mean, they just put this committee together. It's made up of roughly six people, four Democrats, two Republicans, three from the Senate, three from the Assembly. They met last week, chose a chair, chose a vice chair, and then talked about the remaining meetings they're going to have. I'm a little concerned because they're going to start meeting. The next meeting they're going to have is the 22nd. This was last week on the 8th that they met, the 8th of October, and they're not going to meet until the 22nd of October. And then they're going to have four meetings squished in there, because we were told that sometime around the first week of November, we're going to meet in our special session as a legislative body, you know, in total. We're going to have everybody up there. And so we're going to have maps to look at. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem to me, and I'm sure that everybody listening is thinking the same thing. Well, does that mean we only have four or five? I mean, we're talking from the 22nd until the first week of November, maybe the second week of November, to look at all these maps. And that's also including input from the general public, because more than ever, people are going to have more access to the maps we make, or they can also make maps, or they can talk about communities of interest, or they can do a lot of other things and submit that for review by this committee and eventually the legislative body as well.
And again, Scott Hammond, joining a state senator, Nevada District 18. Does it sound to you like with that 4-2 advantage in the committee that maybe they've already got their minds made up?
That's what it sounds like to me. And I know there's quite a few of us who are thinking the same thing, that perhaps there's going to be some maps that were written by a national group that's going to come in and say, here are your maps, you know, and there's not going to be much deviation from that. You know, first and foremost, they have to have congressional maps built, and then we kind of build everything else from that. And so I have a feeling that a lot of stuff is already done. They just haven't shared it with us.
I'm curious, is there a reason why, governmentally, we don't have an impartial panel, blue ribbon committee, whatever you want to call it, that will give us an honest view of these new lines?
Yeah, well, we actually submitted that. It was one of a bill that Republican Senator Ben Kiekhefer had put together at the beginning of the last session. And then at the end, we also tried to negotiate a compromise to a couple of bills or different packages. Kind of remember, we had that big mining, gaming petition tax thing that was coming at the end of the session. And so we were trying to negotiate that. So we put together another bill that proposed that very idea. You know, looking back, 10 years ago, when nobody seemed to be able to get anything past Governor at that time, Sandoval, he just didn't like any of the proposals. And finally, the end result was that it went to a panel put together by a judge. And the judge said, here's going to be the impartial panel. And we kind of liked the results of that impartial panel. They put some pretty good lines together, so much so that during that 10-year span, you saw the legislature go Republican, go back to Democrat. You saw, that there was a Republican governor who got reelected. There was some balance there. You know, it was pretty close. And so it could have gone either way, depending on how well you campaigned and who your candidates were. And could they appeal to nonpartisans? It was pretty balanced. I wish we would have looked at that a little bit more during the session, but they they did not want to see any more. They, meaning the political party on the other side of me, they just kind of said no to that, and away it went. And so the idea of sort of an impartial panel being put together and really drawing lines according to different communities of interest, it just went away.
And can you talk a little bit? We've talked with various people over the last week or so that this redistricting thing it goes down not just to the state level but to the county level and even the city level. Can you talk a little bit about how this will impact our community in so many ways?
Yeah, absolutely. So it does. It goes all the way down. So when you do the census, you're talking about redrawing all these lines. And the reality is, it's really so that we can increase the participation of all these different kinds of groups. You know, you have different communities of interest. It's not always just political interests. It's not just, you know, racial differences. I mean, there's all kinds of different communities of interest, and you're trying to put people who are in those certain communities together so that they have representation out there. And so that goes all the way down to the local level as well, right down to the city council races. And they're redrawing their lines down there as well, based on the census that was put together. So it's going to have a huge impact on life here. And of course, I agree. I say this all the time, and I agree with people who say that most politics is local, and it really is. And so that's why it's really important that people get involved in this process. And there's just not going to be a lot of time.
More with State Senator Scott Hammond, Nevada District 18. We'll talk about a friend of his, Barb Zagafsky, who is on the hot seat, and not just from Republicans, but from Democrats as well. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you often say a steady, reliable income in retirement is key. I hear it on Financial Safari all the time. How do we do that, and how can you help us achieve that?
Steve, I don't really think there's anything more important in life than having your income taken care of. When you're working, you have a job and you get an income. When you retire, you need to make sure that the money you've worked all through your life and had that job, working all the time, make sure you've taken some of that money and have your very own lifetime income plan. The biggest mistake I see as folks approach retirement is they don't have an income plan. Therefore, you don't know when you can really retire. We're all guessing until we're experts. And sometimes we're not even experts when we think we are. But here's what the most important thing is. Retirement planning, how to create a retirement income for life. Very, very important. I've got a book set on it. I've got a new booklet on it. You see the booklet right here I'm holding up. And I've talked about it in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But more importantly, we can customize your very own retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is the $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over a million safe retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer can be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate, you'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Scott Hammond on, State Senator, Nevada District 18. A person that I know you have a lot of respect for is the Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky. She has been in the news just in the last day or so, informing the Attorney General's office she will not allow the authors of two different petitions to increase the state sales tax and gaming taxes to withdraw those measures. And can you give us a little bit of the backstory of how this came up?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, you are right. I have defended her in the past because I think she's a wonderful person. I think she's a wonderful administrator, wonderful leader. I've served with her in the state Senate, and here's a person who served in the Assembly, in the Senate, and during her time, she's been trying to make sure that there were no taxes that were just arbitrary taxes, for tax's sake. So this is not an argument where she's trying to put a tax on the ballot. She's actually defending the other conservative principle, and she's a very principled conservative. And here's the other one, is defending the Constitution and what the Constitution says. So the background is this. You had three initiative petitions put to us during the special session right before, back in July last year, and all dealing with mining and taxing mining. The whole purpose of that, get mining to the table. It was definitely a knife to the throat, if you will, right? Definitely, these are three really horrible initiatives that would have had the potential to put mining out of business. And some of those on the far left, they're okay with that. They don't want mining at all. And so you have those three initiatives. Then you have two referendums put forth by CCEA. These two referendums, they got petitions signed and all the paperwork done during the pandemic. They got everything put on there so that they could put these two referendums on the ballot. Both would be, one of them was for taxing gaming in a certain way. So both of them concern taxing gaming. So you had a tax on mining and a tax on gaming. Those five were going to go on the ballot. There was a deal made at the end of the session, and there was a vote for a mining tax, right, because mining was forced to go to the table by these initiatives. So they sat down at the table with that party. I was not involved, hardly anybody on my side was involved. Nobody was involved on our side. We had to wait, figure out what those negotiations turned up. At the end of the session, they said, here's the deal. None of us really were excited about voting for this, but mining asked us to vote for this, gaming asked us to vote for this, in the hopes that those five issues, the three petitions and two referendums, would then be removed. Because they were informed, they had a legal opinion that the petitioners could remove those referendums. They could remove them, right? Those two referendums.
Right.
They could remove them if there was a deal made, right? That was the opinion that was made. Now, Barbara Stagassi is saying that's great, but that's not what it says. So during the session, they try to pass a law because Barbara Stagassi, Secretary of State Barbara Stagassi, pointed out that the Constitution says that